这里是讲健谈英语教室 ，Welcome。嗨，大家好，欢迎来到讲健谈英语教室。本节目部分内容节选自空中英语杂志的 Let's Talking English。好，今天我们来完成上一课没有讲完的内容，继续那个剧情，就是有关啊，就是孩子啊惹上了麻烦，标题是 In Trouble Again。课文的内容非常耐人寻味，好，马上展开我们的节目第一部分 Keywords 关键词。 Let's go with today's keywords.
Let's get started with our first keyword. Here we go. Today's first keyword is overhear.
无意中听见。
Overhear.Melinda overheard Stacy's conversation with Beth.
Arrange.
安排
Arrange. Natasha arranged a party for Eddie's birthday.
Meeting.
会议会面
Meeting. The students had a meeting. They talked about the English homework.
Department.
部门或者学校里面的一个系。
Department. Eileen is an English teacher. She works in her school's English department.
Look up.
查找。
Look up. I looked up Peter's address in my address book.
在听这些 keyword 的时候呢，有没有跟读啊？好了，我们完成 keyword 之后，马上进入到我们的 conversation. Let's go with conversation A.
Conversation A.
Wow, Grace is really angry.
I have never seen her so angry. I'm sorry we made her mad.
So, what do we do? Forget about Mr. Bond?
I don't think we can. I haven't told you what I overheard yet.
Then tell us!
Let's go back to our dorm first. I don't want anyone to hear us.
Grace训斥了他们一顿之后呢，他们出来啊，现在正在说一些话。一开始这个 Dan 就说到，从来没有见过 Grace 啊那么生气的。这个 Katie 就说呢，那到底可以做些什么呢？应该做些什么呢？是不是应该把那个Mr. Bond 这个所谓的生物学家忘记掉呢？看来这个 Dan 说不可能那么轻易就忘记他。这个 Dan 呢、还说，我还没有告诉你们我听到的东西呢。那当然呢 ，Mark 这时听到当然就很感兴趣了。然后 Dan 就要求先回到宿舍，以免被人家偷听到。他们的对话内容比较简单，我们回去啊看看当中的一些句子，学习当中的一些知识点。这个 Grace 啊很生气嘛，之前就训斥了这是孩子一顿。好，我们听一下这个 Dan 到底是怎么说，什么形容Grace 的那个生气的程度。
I have never seen her so angry.
再听一遍这句话。
I have never seen her so angry.
I have never seen her so angry. I have never seen her so angry. 从来没有见过她是如此的生气。你也可以把后面那个形容词改掉，我从来没有见过他如此的高兴。 I have never seen her so happy. 这个 so 啊是这样的，如此的高兴 so happy。 你也可以把它改掉，改成一个 that 在这里做一个副词，表示那样的生气。 I have never seen her that angry. 没有，从来没有见过她那样的高兴。I have never seen her that happy. 啊，注意这个 that 表示那样的 that happy 那样的高兴。接着下来，这个 Katie 问他是不是应该就这样去算呢？忘记这个 Mr. Bond 好不好呢？啊，当然不行了。啊，这个 Dan 就认为我们不可能，为什么？他说他听到一些东西，但还没有告诉你们。他这句话是这样说的
：I haven't told you what I overheard yet。
我们再多听一遍录音的回放。
I haven't told you what I overheard yet。
啊，他说啊，我还没有告诉你我所听到的东西。I haven't told you。What I overheard yet 当中有个关键词叫 overhear， 它里面用的过去式 overheard。 我们听一下英文是怎么解释 overhear， 偷听，无意中听到。好，马上。
Now when you overhear something, you hear what people are saying, but they don't know that you hear. It's kind of like you're spying.But you don't have to be spying to overhear something. Maybe two people are talking like Andrea and I.
Oh, how are you doing, Andrea?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Maybe there's a third person over here, and they overhear what we're saying.
没错了 ,overhear 就是说、啊、有第三个人无意中听到了讲话。你跟别人讲话，有个第三方无意中听到了，就叫做 overhear。overhear 它并不是一定的啊，经过什么策划去窥探你，去刻意的偷听你，不一定。好像你在房间里面啊跟别人谈话，人家在外面走过的时候无意中听到，这种就叫做 overhear。它的过去式啊和 hear 听。本身的过去式呢的变化是有规律的 overhear overheard、啊、这个过去式 overheard。 还需要指出的是，这个 overhear、啊、和那个 eavesdrop 的区别、啊、eavesdrop、啊、E-A-V-E-S-D-R-O-P eavesdrop 就是这个刻意的偷听、啊、有心的去偷听，大家要注意两者之间的区别。 Conversation A 的讲解就到这里，我们马上去听下一段的对话。 Let's go with Conversation B.
Conversation B.
So, what did you overhear?
Mr. Bond said something about princess and getting lots of money soon.
Maybe he's going to take Princess and sell her.
That's possible. He arranged a meeting with someone.
When's the meeting?
Next Tuesday.
Where?
At the South Bank Market.
分析这个 Dan 所偷听到的一些啊，这个 Mr. Bond 啊，应该是 Mr. Bond 的那些话。这个 Mr. Bond 在电话当中啊，就曾经说到啊，什么有关这个 Princess 这个无尾熊啊，然后就说到什么得到很快就会得到钱。他们的分析就很简单，认为这个 Mr. Bond可能想抓走这个无尾熊，然后就出售去卖得那些钱。 Dan 还进一步的透露啊，这个 Mr. Bond 准备安排和某某的一个见面的时间就在下个星期二，地点就是 South Bank Market。OK， 我们马上回去听一下当中的一些句子。在对话当中啊，这个 Dan 说完了这个 Mr. Bond 啊，准备安排啊一次和某某的见面，他是这样说的。
He arranged a meeting with someone.
我们再听一遍 Dan 的这句话。
He arranged a meeting with someone.
He arranged a meeting with someone. Arrange 安排 ，meeting 会议，当然也可以表示啊 meet 的那个 ing 形式。Arrange 我们啊听一下英语当中是怎么分析 arrange。
Now when you arrange something, that means you plan it. You do everything that you need to do.To get organized.
So you could arrange something for a party. You get everything you need for that party, set it up, put the food out, get the party treats and the presents, and you've arranged everything. It looks just right. And then the birthday person comes in and you say, Happy birthday!
听到了吧? Arrange 就是准备、啊、为什么什么安排、啊、Arrange a meeting, 安排一次会议 arrange a meeting with someone 这个 meeting with someone 就是和某人的一个会面我们听一下英语怎么解释这个 meeting
meeting now a meeting is a time when you get together with a person or a group of people to talk about something
and usually when you have a meeting with someone you talk about moreserious things. You're not just hanging out with your friends saying, hey, let's have a meeting tomorrow. You're saying, hey, we need to talk. Let's have a meeting tomorrow.
一说到、啊、let's meet tomorrow, 这个 meet 就不是简简单单的见面一般都是 have something to talk about. 那有些事要谈、啊、就是这个意思。这个 meet 比较正式的一个见面。Conversation B 的讲解、啊、比较少。我们马上就去最后一个 conversation C
conversation C
maybe he's just going shopping with a friend I don't think so
Dan can I see Mr. Bond's card
sure
There's no phone number, but it says he works for the Queensland Department of Natural Resources.
I'll look up their number. Here it is. I'll call.May I speak to wildlife biologist Bill Bond? I see. Thank you. Bye.
What?
They've never heard of him.
They 呢进一步的分析啊这个 Dan 偷听回来的那些话，因为之前那个 Dan 就说过啊啊这个。生物学家在电话当中又提到啊，那个为什么又提到 getting lots of money soon 啊，将会得到很多钱，又约定了某人在某某市场啊，在下一个礼拜二就在那里见面，一切都很悬啊。这个 Mark 在这个对话当中一开始就说到了，他可能是约朋友到去买东西呢，去 shopping 了，对不对？但事情有没有那么简单呢？这个 Katie 啊、就想看一下 Dan 得到了那张、卡片，那张名片，那是从那个生物学家身上得到的。上面并没有、他那个部门的电话，但是上面就写着他是在这个昆士兰省的一个自然资源那个部门里面工作，昆士兰省的自然资源部门啊，虽然这个卡片上面没有这个昆士兰资源部门的那个电话，但是他们可以查，对不对？最终查到了这个部门的电话之后呢 ，Dan 就尝试了拨通这个电话，但结果，和他们所怀疑的一样，这个部门的人啊，告诉他们根本没有听过这个什么啊。Mr. Bill Bond 这个生物学家 好了，一切都明朗多了。首先可以确定，这个 Mr. Bill Bond 这个生物学家应该是假，最起码啊，这件事不是那么简单了，对不对？好，马上回去啊，看一些句子。好，这个 Katie 啊，在对话当中啊 ，Katie 拿了这个 Dan 的名片之后，他是怎么啊？他看了这个名片，他说了什么话？听一下。
There's no phone number, but it says he works for the Queensland Department of Natural Resources.
上面并没有啊电话，但是可以看得出，他是在这个昆士兰自然资源的部门里面工作 ，the Queensland Department of Natural Resources, the Queensland Department of Natural Resources.Resources 就是资源的那个复数 resource 啊 ，resources natural resources 当然就是指天然资源或者自然资源 natural resources。A 这里里面有个 keyword 就是 department 就是一个公司的部门。或者政府的部门，或者某某机构的部门，当然它也可以指啊学校，某些好像大学里面有很多个系，有什么什么系，英语系，什么文学系，中文系，什么什么工程系啊，这个 department 就是大学里面的某某系。我们首先啊听一下英语怎么来解释这个 department。
Department.Now, in a business, there are many departments. Each department does a different thing. Maybe there's a sales department. They sell things. Or there's a production department. They make things.
So people who work in a department all work on the same thing.
听到了吧？公司里面也有很多 department. 有 sales department, 销售部，也有 production department.生产部啊，这个 department 就是部门这个意思。虽然卡片上面没有这个部门的电话，但是 Mark 说了一句话
：“I'll look up their number.
I'll look up their number. I'll look up their number. 我会查他们的电话，对不对？这里有个关键词 ：look up. Look up， 查阅。”翻查，例如啊，在电话本上面 look up 某某人的 number 啊，去查某一个人的电话号码，某一个单位的电话号码，或者说查某一个单词啊，在词典上面查某一个单词，也可以说 look up。I can look it up in the phone book。我可以在电话本上面查它，对不对？这个 it。当然就是指这个部门的电话号码了。I can look up in the phone book， 或者说 I can look up this word in this dictionary。我可以在这个词典上面呢查这个单词。I can look up this word in this dictionary。也可以说 look up some information on the net， 在网络上面查啊。Look up some information on the net。好啦，几个对话的内容你们又明白多少呢？今天的课文啊，内容就是这么多，分析讲解也到此结束。我们现在从头到尾再重听这个对话。
Wow, Grace is really angry.
I have never seen her so angry. I'm sorry we made her mad.
So, what do we do?Forget about Mr. Bond?
I don't think we can. I haven't told you what I overheard yet.
Then tell us.
Let's go back to our dorm first. I don't want anyone to hear us.
So, what did you overhear?
Mr. Bond said something about princess and getting lots of money soon.
Maybe he's going to take Princess and sell her.
That's possible. He arranged a meeting with someone.
When's the meeting?
Next Tuesday.
Where?
At the South Bank Market. Maybe he's just going shopping with a friend.
I don't think so.
Dan, can I see Mr. Bond's card?
Sure.
There's no phone number. But it says he works for the Queensland Department of Natural Resources.
I'll look up their number. Here it is.
I'll call. Hello? May I speak to wildlife biologist Bill Bond? I see. Thank you. Bye.
What?
They've never heard of him.
好，重听了这个对话，我们马上进入到 this program 的最后一个环节，就是每天一句。今天的句子是 ：They can see very well， 他们的眼力很好，也是视力很好。They can see very well。
Look at these birds. They can see very well.
Really?
Yes. Do you see these cats? They can see very well, too.
That's interesting.
Rabbits also have good eyes. They can see very well.
Did you read all of that in this book?
Yes.
Wow. These words are really small. You can see very well, too.
They can see very well. They can see very well. 他们的眼力很好。好啦，节目到这里就要跟大家说再见啦。See you next time.